सत्तम मुक्तम किंति हवाइके न मनसा अज्ञा विसंभन अवस्थानस्य स्वतः किरातैव संगच्छन्ति। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल वन मस्ट प्रूव दैट ही स्ट्रेस्ड टुवर्ड मी, then we can accept him as pastoral. Our mind is not fixed up, very restless. Chanchalahi manakrishna pramasi balavadra. This is right example just like Sridhar Thakur, your competence and our Mukta Purush, but still he was chanting regularly 300,000 times Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that now you have become old man, you can reduce the number. Sankha purvaka nama gana natihi kalavasani tito nidrahara vihara kadi vidito chattanto dino tajo mandi rupa sanatana gadujuro sri jiva go. Raghunath Das Goswami especially, he was very strict in the matter of following the regulative principles. Raghunath Das Goswami, he was living in Radhakunda. He was very rich man's son and practiced very rigidly vairagya. Bhakti yoga means vairagya. As far as possible to deny material necessities. That is vairagya. It is called vairagya vidya. Śrīla Sārvabhauma Bhattacharya said, vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam. Vairagya vidya. Bhakti yoga means vairagya. Bhakti parasanubhava virakti annastrasya. This is bhakti yoga. No more any necessity for material things. Niskin chanasya bhagavad bhajanon mukasya. There are so many. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they were liberated persons. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is God himself. But still, to teach us, he was observing the regulative principles of a sannyasi very, very strictly. These things to teach us. Similarly, Haridas Thakur, he is called Brahma Haridas. Sometimes he is called Javan Haridas. Javan means Muslim or those who are not in the Vedic principles. Javan Mrecha. In some temples our foreign devotees are not allowed because they have got the rules that blessers and javans, because they are very unclean, they should not be allowed. But that should not be applicable to the devotees of this Krishna consciousness, Mumbai, because they have learned how to remain clean, how to follow. At least they are expected, they promise at the time of initiation, yes, I shall not do this, I shall not do this. So, if he is actually following the rules and regulations, he is no more unclean. Simply by chanting, apovitra pavitra va, sarvāvasthāṅgatūpivā yasmare pundarītākhyaṁ sa bhāyya bhantaraṁ suchi. He began. If we follow our promise, that is, gentlemanly, if you have promised something, you must follow it. That is gentlemanly. So, because we may fail, there is chance, we are prone to fail. Jire Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. But sometimes we forget. Not sometimes, practically, always. We forget. That is material. when we forget that we are eternal servant of Krishna, that is material life. Otherwise, if we remain servant of Krishna, even in this material body, still we are liberated. Ihajasya hare dasi karma namana sapatya nitileshu api avasthasu jivan mukta sauti. So, we must follow the rules and regulations. Therefore, it is said that visambhanam avasthanasya sato kirato iva sanga sangachanti. We should not believe our mind that we have become perfect. By mental dictation, we should not be guided. That is a very bad practice to think of that I have become now liberated. I don't require to follow the regulative principles. So we must be very careful. Here we have quoted that jagadjana tapak karma natajyam karma eva tap jagadjana tapam jagadjyanam tapas kriya pavanani manishina. Jagga, dan, brahmachari should offer jagga. Grihastha should give in charity. And sannyasi, vanaprastha should undergo tapasya, jagadana tapakriya. We should not give up this thing because I have become sannyasi. I have given up my family, therefore I give up also all other regulated things. No, that you cannot. The sannyasi means sannyasi, they have got also rules and regulations. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very rigidly followed. He did not lie down even on a quilt, only one naked cloth. He did not use him. No woman should come to offer him obeisances very near. They must do it from a distant place. He was so strict. One of his personal associates, Haridas, junior Haridas, he simply glanced over a young woman with lusty desire. He immediately rejected it. Asked Haridas not to come anymore. So he never excused him. Very strictly. And Haridas being disappointed, he on his behalf, very close devotees like Sarva, Bhattacharya, Jonamananda, big devotees, Sarup Dhamada and others, requested Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he has committed mistake, but he is your personal servant. Can they excuse him? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all right, then you can call him. You live with him, I shall go from here. You live with him, let me go out. He was so sick. Then, on Haridas Thakur junior, the senior is another. Then he committed suicide. Now it is hopeless, I cannot come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He committed suicide. And when this information was given to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not regret. Oh, this man has committed suicide. Yes, it is right, he said. Yes, it is right. So you are so strict. Therefore, in this Shastra, it is forbidden that Kali Yuga is very difficult to follow the rules and regulations of sannyasi. Therefore, better not to accept sannyasi. Kalo panta vibhajyai. Sannyasam kalapaitritam. Devarena sutatpatti kalo panta vibhajyai. Instead of becoming a false sannyasi, do not accept sannyasi. This is the injunction of the Shastra. But for preaching what, we have to get the help of some sannyasi. But we should remember that we are in Kali Yuga. We should not be sentimentally very much anxious, please give me sannyas, and then fall down and go to hell. That is not good. That is not good. If one is able to strictly follow the sannyas, the rules and regulations, he should take. Otherwise, Krishna has said that sannyas, real sannyas means one who does not take any remuneration for his service to Krishna. That is sannyas. Anasita karma phalam kaukajam karma karoti sa sannyasi. It is my duty. I am eternal servant of Krishna. To serve Krishna is my duty. Kajam, I must do it. Actually, that mentality is sannyas. It doesn't matter whether you have changed the grace or not. But if we decide that I am eternal servant of Krishna, my only duty is to serve Krishna. That is sannyas. So, better we should try to stay in this determination than to accept the sannyas order by changing the dress and then again we fall down. That's not very good. There are instances like that, but it is not at all good. We should not trust the mind. And even with death, we should be very, very vigilant on the mind. Vishasana iva kartavyam. Chanakya Pandit says, Vishasana iva kartavyam sthiri surajitulet. Never trust woman and politician. He was a politician. And his wife was kidnapped. He had very bad experience of these two things. Chanakya Pandit. Therefore, he gave this injunction. Vishasana iva kartavyam sthiri surajitulet. Never trust woman and politician. So, Chanakya Pandit's life was inexperienced, was very experienced. All the slokas of Chanakya Pandit is very useful for daily affairs. Similarly, we should not trust the mind now I have become liberated. Never think so. We should always remember that liberation is not so easy thing, but if we follow the rules and regulations, then there is every possibility of becoming, liberation. But this is the business of the human plan. Tapa. That is in instruction. Tapo dibbanga putra kajina suddhita satta. You must purify your existence. This is the only business of human life. Tapasya. So tapasya means brahmacharya. Tapasya brahmacharya. Tapasya means brahmacharya. No sex life. That is tapasya, real tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharya na samena dameena. Even if you practice yoga system, these resolutions must be followed. Celibacy. Not that fashion yoga system. Now in your country there are so many transcendental yogi. And they say, yes, whatever that you can do, God has given you senses, you must enjoy. These are manufactured cheating processes. But actually, yoga means indriya samyam. Yoga, indriya samyam. Not gymnastic. That is not yoga. Yoga, indriya samyam. Mind control, the same thing. Mind control. So mind you cannot control unless your mind is fully engaged in the service of Krishna. Sabai manat Krishna padaravindai. Bhajanti vaikuntha gunanu vannai. These are the examples. So Raghunath Das Goswami followed very strictly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also followed very strictly. And the Rup Sanatan Goswami followed very strictly. Not that because one is living in Vrindavan with a soft-cut cloth and therefore he has become like Rup Goswami. Rupa Goswami was fully engaged. Nara sastra vicharane panipuno sadharma samastap. Lokanam hitakarina. They were Vrindavan. And they were always thinking how to do good to the people, to this material world. That's like Pallad Maharaj. Suchi tata vimukuchi. Sadhu's concern is to think of the misled materialistic person. They are always thinking, making plans. How to elevate them? They are suffering. This is sadhu. Lokanam hitakarinam. Sadhu meant that I change my dress in certain way and people are out of sentiment will give me roti and I shall eat and sleep. That is not sadhu. Sadhu, if Bhagavan Krishna says, who is sadhu? Upide sudurachar, bhajate mamananda bhava, sadhu devasam. That is sadhu. Who has fully dedicated his life for Krishna, he is sadhu. Even he has got some bad habits. Bad habits, a sadhu cannot have bad habits. Because if one is sadhu, if in the beginning he has got some bad habits, that will be rectified. Sasat bhavati dharmatma. Kipran bhavati dharmatma. Sasat shanti nirachati. If he is actually sadhu, his bad habits will be rectified very soon. Very soon. Not that he is continuing his bad habits and also his sadhu. That cannot be. That is not sadhu. Maybe due to his past habits, he might have committed some mistake. That can be excused. But if he, in the name of sadhu, and become a liberated person, he continues to do all nonsense, He's a cheater. He's not God. Apite Sudurachara, check, judge him by chance. It is possible. But if he sticks to Krishna consciousness, then Kitram Bhavati Dharma Atma, Satsat Shanti Nivakshati. In the beginning, there may be some mistake, but we must see that whether my mistakes are now correct. That should be vigilance. Never trust the mind. That is in instruction here. Mind should not be trusted. My Guru Maharaj used to say that after getting up from your sleep, you take your shoes and beat your mind 100 times. This is your first business. And while going to bed, you take a broomstick and beat your mind 100 times. Then you can control your mind. Otherwise it won't be. So this beating with shoes and broomstick is also another tapasya. For men like us, who have no control over the mind, we should practice this tapasya, beating the mind with shoes and broomstick. Then it can be controlled. And sami means, who has control over the mind. Bhātavīgam, krodavīgam, udaravīgam, upasthavīgam, manasavīgam, krodavīgam, ītānavīgānaja visayaka dhīra, prithivīnsa sishyā. This is Rupa Goswami's instruction. And when we can control bhātavīgam, this is Kramdana Vedam. Then they cannot control. They cannot control. Therefore they are child. The child can be excused, but every person who is in the spiritual life, he cannot control, then hopeless. Then he is hopeless. This should be controlled. Bhāsa vegam, krodha vegam, udara vegam, upasya vegam. The most important thing is udara vegam and jivha vegam. Jivha vegam, it is very important. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, all these senses are there, but out of them, this jivha is very dangerous. Tāramatya jīvāvati lobhamāya sudhurmati. Tārejita kathina samsāya. It is very, very difficult to control the tongue. That we can see, practically I've seen, that we, our priority in young samsāya, that we should not eat meat. So, I have seen when on the plane, of course, we never go to the hotel or restaurant, but on the plane we see so many European, American friends traveling. They are eating the meat, not very large quantity, very little quantity. Some of them are eating voraciously, no. But generally I see, but in the jivan, that little, one piece of meat, say 1 ounce or 2 ounce, immediately we can save ourselves from so much sinful activities, so many slaughterhouses running on all over the world. If we simply control the tongue, say, what is that? You are eating a piece of meat, but they cannot. They cannot. Jivavegam. The tongue is dictating, no? Meat is very nice. Take it. A little. It is not much. It is not living on meat. There are loaves, there are vegetables, Actually, he's living on that. Nobody takes two or three the same weight, meat, little quantity. They take loaf, butter, rice, other things. Without vegetable, without food grains, you cannot live. It is simply for the tongue. Tāramadde jīvāti lobhomāyasu. Simply for the tongue. Little only. He cannot live simply on meat, unless he is an animal, exact. He has to take vegetable, food grains, butter, these are milk products. Otherwise he has no chance to live. But for the tongue's sake, he is taking little things off me, and for that reason you have to maintain thousands and thousands of slaughterhouses. This is our position. Therefore, tāramadde jīvāti, simply for the tongue, we are committing so much sinful activities and becoming implicated. Because implication means there is no God consciousness, no Krishna consciousness. Two things are there. One is God and one is the reputation of birth and death. There is no third way. Either you take God, this is a chance. This human form of life is a chance. Either you go back to home, back to God, or go to hell. I think Christians also, they say, two things are there. And in our Shastra, Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita, Mām aprāpya nivartante mittu saṃsāra vatmani. Two things are there. Either go this way or that way. Either go to hell or go to heaven. This is a general here. So, if you are serious about going back to home, back to Godhead, you must be educated how to control the senses. Therefore, while eating, we are reminded that this eating is, if you do not take it as prasada, then eating is sense enjoyment. Sarira vidya jal jarendriya tahe kal jivifare visaya sagare tāramadya jivahati labomāya sudhunmati tare jeta kathina samjāre Krishna vara dhamāya parivāya jivahāja saprasāda anna jiva bhāji sei prasāda anna pāva radhā Krishna guna gāva. Which is very cautious, always remembering Chaitanya Nikaya and practicing the regulative principles, chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. Then it is all right. Thank you very much.